I just felt moved to speak a little bit about time and past lives, previous lives. It's the same thing, probably is. I've spoken in the past, you know, about ayahuasca, and I've had an awful lot of journeys, both in and outside of medicine work, meditations, and just random times during the day. You know, I sit, close my eyes, or working with people, and I see things, and then there is an inner awareness. Not sure right now if I want to say knowing, but lots of these glimpses of previous lives helped to fill in like pieces of a jigsaw. So now I don't have a complete jigsaw, but to fill in, you know, an idea of like, kind of that's who I am, or that's where I'm going, that's what I'm working with. Now, I have often said that I can, within the spiritual world, and I at times can encounter people who really want to know about their past lives. Now, I don't really deal with that. I do see it as a gimmick. It's kind of like, how can I be as least disrespectful to people as possible? It's kind of like, well, I spoke about yoga recently. It's like the nice yoga pants or the yoga mat. It's a gimmick. It's just an image. Crystals can be tarot cards. There's loads of stuff that, you know, I kind of put into the category of junk spirituality. It's just it's a passing phase. It's an interest. Now, I'm not entirely dismissing any of those things that I refer to, but the human ego wants a new identity. It wants to feel important, and the ego mind doesn't feel. The mind can't feel. The ego can never feel. It's the being that feels. So someone's phone is ringing somewhere. It's not mine anyway. So that's what we're doing here in a sense on Earth, that we're continually looking to fill that void. Get the new phone, get the new car, get the new man, the new woman, the career step, the whatever, to fill the void. Now, these are big ticket items that people can go, oh, yeah, well, I'm not really doing any of those. But you'd be doing them on minute scale all the time. And often it happens very automatically that people are not even aware they're doing it. You know, they go to work with someone to do spiritual work, and then that question comes up, oh, my past lives, I wish I could know. And my answer to a lot of people when they say that to me is like, what do you want to know it for? Like, what? And they think, oh, well, if I have that peace and I know what, like, what if you were here 1,376 times before? And what if you get a full picture of one of those lives? It's fucking meaningless. It's an entertaining few minutes or hours or whatever that you see. And that's it. 3 days later, you still have to pay your mortgage. Your relationship is still in shit. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you're sick. Maybe your kids are fucking tearing the house apart. So knowing that 1,738 years ago that you were a shoemaker doesn't really, yeah, it's not really changed the directory. The direction of your life, the trajectory of your life, but the ego thinks it will. Oh, if I just knew a little bit about this or that. So, because I have some awareness of some potential previous lives of mine that seem relevant, right? And they can dress up the ego like it. Lots of journeys around ancient Egypt and mystery schools, being a priest and teaching in mystery schools, and then that some of my students, if you like, today from those times are coming back to me. Agreements with beings that we agreed prior to this life that we would reconnect here, and then in a sense I would awaken them. So I was kind of shown that I am made of a frequency that can activate people, that can awaken people through my tone of voice, the language I use, or through the frequency that comes through me that changes people. Now, I've seen that happen many times with people. Sometimes it's prolonged work. Sometimes they might just watch a video. I've had very short phone calls with people at times that it's like, that's all they needed. Bang, they're done. They're on a new path. It's not that they're awakened necessarily, but whatever it was they were facing or dealing with, it shifts. Brilliant. So that all sounds good and interesting, right? I really got to be careful with my own words how I explain this. So if I can say this as cleanly as possible, something in me is looking for truth, whatever that looks like and feels like and whatever that means. So let's separate that for a moment. There's those stories of like coming through the mystery schools, choosing to stay here on Earth to work with people and to accumulate human experience. That entails all the traumatic experiences and energy to absorb all that, to work my way towards this lifetime, and then to integrate all that stuff to, what's the word? It begins with a T. It'll come back to me. I can't remember it. But to transform, I don't know what the word is, that energy, that darkness, absorb it, integrate it, vroom, become whole. So thus I can see it in other people. I can read it in other people and I can guide other people to integrate it too, because I'm it, because I've done it myself or doing it myself. So that's fascinating. There's loads more stuff I could tell you around that. But here's another angle. All that's fucking bullshit. None of it's true. So the ego wants that to be true. Oh, I'm really important. And I went through the mystery schools and like people are coming to work with me and I can read people, all that stuff. Yeah. Okay. There's a bit of currency in it for I'm important. But, and maybe it's true. I don't know. But another possibility, which dismisses all that, is there's no such thing as time. Everything is just bubbling up now. There is no Gavin. There is no individual who had individual experiences and individual lives. There's one being. And that one being has split off into different physical bodies, if there is such a thing, and it is having different aspects of the one experience. It's kind of like one person playing, you know, multiple characters in a computer game, playing them seemingly against each other, but it's just the one guy going in and out of different characters. So it's the one, there is only one. It's only that oneness. Now, if that's the case, there's no such thing as time. We're coming to see, or I'm certainly coming to see anyway. There's no past, there's no future. It's all imagined. It's all a concept. It's all just simply an idea that's dressed up more and more by thought. You remove thought and you remove all that indulgence into what do we think time is and what did I do yesterday and what am I going to do tomorrow? Well, it's all fucking disappears and there's only now, there's only this moment that's just bubbling up. Now, I've always tried to steer people away from the idea of past lives or investing in it because of what I said earlier, that the ego invests into who we want to be. Oh, I was a queen. Oh, I was this and that. I'll tell you, a lot of my stuff, I told you the priest stuff. Well, that's 1 in 10. For every priest stuff I had fucking 9 others of horrific stuff that I was supposedly involved in previous lives. Not just me. We all were. We're living in the most civilized time on Earth. 100 years ago, we were fucking raping and pillaging and destroying fucking villages. Now, that's only 100 or 200 years ago. Or other towns or other cities, you know. So as you go back, if we had many, many lifetimes, we were involved in all sorts of shit. But most people, especially the horrendous fucking spiritual world, don't want to focus on that. They don't want to admit that. And we have to play both sides. I've always said, you can't just like have loads of lifetimes of like, oh, I'm a light worker for 1,000 lifetimes. That wouldn't make any sense. There is no right or wrong. There is no good or evil. So consciousness has to be balanced, yin and yang. It has to, I mean, we have to experience and embody the darkness in order to fully experience and appreciate the light. And if you're going to work with people, you've got to fully, wholly embody the darkness. You're going to have people coming to you who've suffered all sorts of trauma. But the only way you can work with that and identify that, recognize that, and guide a person is if you've carried it or are carrying it yourself and have worked through it. Can't say, oh, I read a book about the darkness. I'll tell you, that's bullshit. It's nonsense. This person's having sleepless nights and panic attacks and visions, all sorts of demonic stuff coming up. And you're going, don't worry, I read a book. I did a course. I have a certificate on fucking shadow work. Yeah. Good luck. So the other way is that we didn't have any past lives, and I didn't have any past lives either. Maybe. This is just another possibility, but it does destroy and shake the ego, which is definitely a good thing. The ego's investment in these wonderful, important stories of who I might be, which is probably all bullshit the more I say it. It's all bubbling up now. There's only oneness. So the things we see, be it in a medicine journey or meditation or whatever, working with a person or alone. Yes, it is us, but there is only one. Tapping in to a timelessness, a life that's happening now someplace else. It is me. It's not Gavin. And it's not my soul, because there's no such thing. It's oneness. We're just tapping into the grid of trauma or light or whatever it may be. It's all just coming through us. So in a sense, you know, it's impossible to, or maybe not impossible, but I don't remember much. I've a goldfish memory. So whatever I read or learn, I kind of, whatever I need comes through me in a moment, working with a client or working on myself. Whatever I need comes through me. I don't refer back to shit that I remember. I don't remember much at all. I've talked about notes I take, post-it notes and all stuff that resonate. I go through that again and again and again. I pretty much forget it, but I'm looking for the energetic shift. I'm not really looking for the retaining of information. I've no use for information. Yeah. Don't see the purpose of it. So, yeah, that's just my point. I'll finish on that. To consider the possibility that there is no time, you had no past lives. I've talked before and I made a video about trajectory. And it is helpful for people to see that, you're coming from here. So your previous lives or whatever, or your earlier lifetime in this lifetime, any childhood trauma or whatever, it's moving you along. And it's going somewhere, because when we zoom in to a bad day or a bad experience, we think, oh, my God, why is this happening? But when we pull back and we get a bit of perspective of what happened previously, where might this be going? We say, this is going somewhere. But then there's the possibility. So don't confuse yourself with this. Take whatever. If that resonates, wow, take it. You know, walk away with that and let it settle. If it doesn't really, there's also, or if you feel moving beyond that, then the possibility that there was no previous, there was no childhood, there was no yesterday, there was no previous lifetimes, and there is no future. There's just something happening now, only now. And if you have a memory of the past or something of the future, it's happening now. It can only come up now. It's an experience right now. It's purposeful for this moment. Let it go. So it takes a bit of looking at, but I feel there's a lot more available there, a lot more growth. Anything that disempowers and disconnects the indulgence of the ego, there's expansion is available. To let go of the idea of previous lives. What did you do? And who was I? Or any of that. Or even like yesterday, childhood. Letting go that energy, because it's all that feeding of the mind and the energy related to it. Anyway, thanks for listening to me. Consider coming to Satsang on Sundays. Just turn up, see what happens. You know, follow instinct, don't follow information or mind. See if you feel moved to do this work or to connect and see. Like, every week is different. I don't have any plan. We don't really see what, you know. Sometimes there's a bit of plan beforehand. I know, I'm going to be talking about that. But sometimes I don't. And yeah, there's links below. You can buy me a coffee. I would appreciate it if it's an exchange of energy, or you can make a donation. If you feel you benefit from this work, be loose with your own energy, be loose with your own funds, and allow it to circulate and see what happens. Anyway, thanks. Be well.